भगवद्गीता 8.28
वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपःसु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रदिष्टम् अत्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा योगी परं स्थानम् उपैति चाद्यम्। वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपःसु चैव। इन् दिस् वर्स् कृष्णा इस् स्पीकिङ्ग् इन् दिस् कन्क्लूजन् आफ् द 8th चाप्टर् where he's talking about attaining the supreme, that is the title, and the focus has been on remembering the absolute truth at death so that one can attain the absolute truth. So Krishna concludes by how the meditation on the absolute truth through the process of yoga is the best process, and the result from it supersedes the results from all other processes. वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपःसु चैव। सो वेदानि वेदेषु, सो वेदास् आर् द स्टाण्डर्ड् प्रोसेस् आफ् धर्म, एण्ड् विद् इन् दिस् प्रोसेस् आफ् धर्म त्री प्रिन्सिपल्स् वन्स् आर् यज्ञ दान तप। सो कृष्णा सेज़् ओवर् हियर् वेदेषु यज्ञेषु वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपःसु चैव दानेषु, सो The study of the Vedas and the adherence to the standard processes given in the Vedas of Yajna Dana Tapa. Yat Punya Phalam Pradishtam, that these give a Punya Phala, these give a pious result. Punya Phalam Pradishtam, but Atyeti, whatever pious results one gets by that, atyeti, superseding that, tat sarvam idam viditva, all of that superseding, idam viditva, yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam, and should know that the yogi attains param sthanam adyam, thus, in this way. Now, so here Krishna is assuring that the practice of yoga will not deprive the yogi of the standard fruits that come from the practice of the other items of dharma. Yajna Dana Tapa. Krishna will talk about Yajna Dana Tapa again in the 18th chapter, when he will talk about two schools of thought. One, the proponents of one school say that all activities, including those about Yajna Dana Tapa, should be given up. Whereas the others say that Yajna Dana Tapa should never be given up. And Krishna himself will say that Yajna Dana Tapa should always be done. Because Pavanani Manishina, it can purify even the great souls. So this is actually the first explicit reference to Yajna Dana Tapa in the Bhagavad Gita. In this last verse of the 8th chapter, Krishna has talked about these concepts, these three things, separately at various places. The 4th chapter talks about Yajna repeatedly. So here Krishna is stating that Yajna Dana Tapa that we do, we get some Punya Phalam Pradishtam, we get some result by that. And that result is good, it is auspicious, but we will not be deprived of that by the practice of yoga. Atyeti. Atyeti means to surpass that. Atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva. Tat sarvam, all of that. Yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. The yogi will additionally get the paramasthan, the supreme destination also. Now, Paramsthan, the supreme destination, what is that exactly? This verse has not talked about it directly, but this chapter has talked about it repeatedly. It is Krishna's abode. Yad kutvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Avyaktaksha ityuktas tamahu paramam gatim. This is 8.21. So Krishna is
made it very unambiguously clear that the supreme destination is his abode. It is not something different from his abode or something beyond him and the concept of his personal existence and his personal abode. No. It is his personal abode, which is Krishna in the same verse uses both the words. Saddhama paramam mama and paramsthana. Paramam gatim, sorry. So that what is referred to here as atyeti tatsarvam idam vidya yogi paramsthana mupaiti chadyam, that which is referred to here as paramsthana. So Krishna says that one will get the results of yoga of yajnadana tapa, and on top of that one will get the paramsthana also. Now this implies that by yajnadana tapa itself one will not get the paramsthana. So of course yajnadana tapa can be done as a part of a transcendental process also. For example, in the process of bhakti yoga also we can do yajnadana tapa, but yajnadana tapa is usually associated with karmakanda, and that can give one heaven. That cannot give us the transcendental world. That cannot give us the paramsthana. So Krishna is telling that by worshipping him, by being devoted to him, we can attain the paramsthana. So for example, if somebody gets $1 million, then that person automatically gets a 100 rupee note, a 500 rupee note, or a 1,000 rupees. All those things are automatically included within a million rupees or $1 million. So like that, the practice of yoga gives all the other results automatically. They're included in this. And one shouldn't think that one will be deprived, rather one will be fulfilled and one will be getting more than what one will get from the other paths. Now moving onwards, if you look at the 8th chapter, the primary focus has been on attaining the Supreme, on remembering the Supreme at the time of death so as to attain the Supreme. So, Akshara Brahma Yoga is one of the traditional names of this chapter, and that's based on the Kim Tad Brahma Kim Adhyatmam and Aksharam Brahma Paramam Subhava Adhyatmam Uchate. So 8.1 and 8.3 talk about this. And going beyond that, here Krishna has talked about, has basically talked about Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga not necessarily as radically different processes which are at cross interest to each other. Rather, he has talked about them as processes pointing toward the same end. At the same time, he has also said that they comprise one process of transcendence. So the word yoga can be used as a generic category describer to refer to any process of transcendence, and it can also be used as a specific path demarker. So that means category describer means a broad path to transcendence, and within that we could say path demarker or a method demarker. Within that we could have Ashtanga Yoga. So Krishna says that he has already told in the 6th chapter that the topmost yogi is the one who meditates on him and becomes devoted to him. So accordingly in this chapter he has stated that the yogi attains all the results of the other paths of yajnadana tapa, and on top of that the yogi attains Krishna also. Yogi attains the paramsthana, the supreme destination, and supreme destination is ultimately Krishna. And we know that Krishna can be attained only by bhakti. So here Krishna is talking about how the process of yoga culminates in the attainment of the supreme destination, which is life's supreme perfection. Thank you.